Have you ever experienced the magic of space for yourself? If not, you're missing out. University of Connecticut students see the planets and stars in all their beauty several times a week from a fully functional observatory right on Storrs campus. The field of astronomy is growing on the Storrs campus with new astronomy faculty, astronomy-related research programs and clubs, and the launch of an astrophysics minor next year. Astronomy is not new to UConn. In fact, the observatory used by the university today dates back to the 1960s. Although astronomy has always had a home in Storrs, the university recently decided to ramp up their participation in the field, according to physics professor Jonathan Trump.
2 years ago, there were no astronomers at UConn, and the physics department decided to invest and start an astronomy research program, as well as an astronomy academic program. But so the UConn physics department hired 3 astronomers, so I'm one of those 3. So, you know, they went from 0 astronomers to 3 and sort of said, okay, guys, bring us a new astronomy program. So that's what we've been working on.
Trump said that the new program has seen immense success. There are already 20 undergraduate and graduate astronomy researchers working for the department, and over 125 students are taking Introductory Astronomy Physics 1025 this semester, a figure that reflects substantial growth from previous years.
According to Trump, there are a number of ways to participate in this exciting field on campus.
Yeah, so, you know, if they want sort of formal, you know, in the classroom training on observing, then Physics 1025 is the way to go. So this is Introductory Astronomy. Now, if instead, you know, they just want to kind of go for fun, maybe they have some interest in astrophotography, the Astronomy Club, the Astronomy Association, is the place to go.
The Astronomy Club is run by co-presidents Trevor Svek and Zane Grady. Svek and Grady are both seniors at UConn. Svek is a computer engineering major, while Grady studies materials science and engineering. Svek and Grady trek up to an observatory on the top of the physics building almost every week with the Astronomy Club, where they make use of a number of portable and stationary telescopes. They can observe and photograph distant objects such as the Moon, Jupiter, and countless other celestial bodies. Grady said the club has seen a dramatic increase in student interest over the last few years, especially from non-STEM students.
We definitely attract a lot of astronomy or STEM-minded people. But then what's more interesting is as places like SpaceX and NASA run more flagship missions and people get more interested in space, we'll get a lot of people who just have a cursory interest in space and space technology. And we'll get people from all over. The arts majors, our treasurer is a business major, we have some political science majors.
The club welcomes all UConn students to join them for observing sessions and other events.
Yeah, that's definitely been a major part of
it. We're actually planning a SpaceX launch party in like a few weeks. We really just want to get everyone together and enjoy watching that launch.
The SpaceX event will feature a live stream of the rocket launch and a conversation about the future of space exploration. The event is set to take place on March 28th, but the date could change depending on launch delays.
The physics department will be launching an astrophysics minor next year, according to Trump.
Said we did start a new astrophysics minor. Now, this is for students who really want to dive deep into astronomy and astrophysics, right? There's a lot of math involved in these courses. It's sort of meant for students who have a strong physics or science or engineering background. But if you're really interested in a sort of deep dive and in sort of modern cutting edge astrophysics research, like, you know, the 3 of us faculty do, that's the path that you want to take, you know, looking at this astrophysics minor, starting, you know, on the books in the catalog starting next year.
UConn is home to high-quality equipment such as lunar and solar telescopes. Astronomy and physics faculty also use well-known equipment such as the Hubble and Chandra telescopes for research purposes. The Hubble is the first major optical telescope to be put out to space, according to NASA.
So, you know, unfortunately, I don't get to go visit these telescopes. Every astronomer wishes they could be an astronaut. But I do get to tell Hubble what to do. Hubble actually has a Twitter account. And if you look at the Twitter account between March 15th and May 15th, once every other day, it will tweet and say, we are looking at this particular field in the sky for Professor Jonathan Trump at UConn.
While regular students don't get to use Hubble, they do get to use the observatory on the physics building roof. The observatory has a large stationary telescope that dates back to the 1960s. The Astronomy Club, as well as introductory astronomy students, visit the observatory to use this telescope whenever weather permits. The Astronomy Club also uses thousands of dollars of portable equipment, including modern telescopes, DSLR cameras, and high-powered laser pointers.
Until recently, a planetarium near the chemistry building has also been used by the physics department and the astronomy club. A planetarium is similar to an observatory, but while observatories look at the night sky directly, planetariums project pre-recorded images onto a large screen, according to Trump. The planetarium is currently not functional, Trump said, but plans are in place to revamp the facility.
some of the components actually have been failing. Some of the old mercury vapor lamps, things like this, and they're actually not manufactured anymore. And so we've actually shut down the planetarium for now. We've put in a few proposals to try and do something new with the planetarium.
Trump said he has proposed the creation of a new, modern planetarium. This new facility would be powered by computers and would be able to project captivating 3D models of things like the interior of the Earth, the inside of a cell, and of course, space. Plans for the planetarium are being seen not only in an administrative level, but also on the student level.
President of the Physics Club, Tyler Mativier, said he hopes to begin a collaboration with the Astronomy Club where the students can work together to take care of the planetarium.
This may be something we could take care of, at least with funding from Physics Club and Astronomy Club, and just, you know, getting a new system, because there are digital planetarium systems now that you can install that aren't incredibly complex. So I think that'd be really cool to update, and planetariums are, they're so cool because it's so easy to educate people about constellations, positions of stars, things like that, and they also look really
Mativier cool. Is a sophomore studying physics and is conducting an astrophysics research project with Dr. Kate Whitaker, an observational cosmologist. The project is funded by NASA through the Connecticut Space Grant Consortium. Mativier said he is grateful for the platform UConn has given him to work on the project he loves.
It's been fantastic, and it's also been, you know, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Mativier said, overall, it seems like the university cares greatly about the STEM field.
I know the university is building us a brand new state-of-the-art building. And if you walk through the physics building now, if you walk into my lab, it's a lot of broken pipes and a fume hood that doesn't work. Knowing that we're just getting an entirely new building with, like, new labs and just really, really nice technology, you know, I wouldn't be offended if they were like, yeah, planetarium's at our top priority.
Trump said the Digital Media and Design Department has also expressed interest in the new planetarium.
Trump and his team have also begun the process of revamping a new off-campus observatory with more modern and powerful equipment. This upgraded observatory would help astronomers get away from the light pollution on campus, allowing for higher quality images. Overall, Trump emphasized that it is an exciting time for astronomy and astrophysics, both at UConn and in the greater academic context.
I would say that many of the most important ideas and questions and mysteries in physics are happening right now in astronomy, in astrophysics in particular. Yeah, it's a pretty exciting time to learn more, and we're always open to new students who are interested in astronomy, to particularly taking them up to the roof to do some observing. I have to say, this is a very fun job to have. My job is an astronomy professor.
For WHUS News, I'm Daniela Donsell.
And I'm Daniel Ruskin.